Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 24th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Evans Zininga.
Tonight, we are talking about efforts to diffuse political tensions ahead of the 2023 general elections. This follows a bout of violence that erupted in Chitungwiza last week.
In Bulawayo yesterday, different political parties, including ZANU-PF and the opposition CCC, together with churches and civil society groups, held a peace march under an initiative called the Makokoba Local Peace Committee, speaking the gospel of peace, tolerance, and let's hear what some of them had to say.
Kule political right where an individual citizen has the right to choose the political part of his choice. So Maguna was a Mana Mavanta, Pumbabani Avalichana, Avapun Molisamavis or Mavanta. So if you love Avalichana, Avapun Molisamavis or Mavanta, Rabia was who die, Amavanta, Lava and Beneo, won't get a Pinuan Molisa. I want to have a bane, but could have a family of a Canada, who kept on the way, Ronze Mogutula, if freedom, my human rights.
That's a representative of the opposition ZAPU party there speaking at an event in Makokoba yesterday, where different political parties, including ZANU-PF, CCC, ZAPU, converged and encouraged a peaceful existence among each other as the country heads towards the 2023 general elections. Let's hear another representative. I think this one is from the CCC.
Umoya lo o ubambana, umoya uthandana, sibe lawo futhi. Let's demonstrate as Makokoba ukuthi ilizwe kumele libe njani. Everything starts here. If you see Kola, if you see what's in the Dao, what was Nasabas, what are you doing? Uto Wachitunguiza, Napema Kokova Gwenzaga. We are a family, we are one big family. We can differ on our political views, but Nahuto, Uti Kamura Omunimun. Nanawa Nyabora, Nyabisela, Unkatotelo Siabo.
Lelo lilunga ke le CCC ongomunye wabakhulume kumbuthano obekhona izolo eMakokoba lapho abamabandla achiyeneyo abahlangane khona bekhuthazana ukuthi baziphathe ngokuthula kuyiwa kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. And this one is a ZANU-PF representative. Let's hear what he had to say.
Mina usukumbuzo masukumelele ZANU-PF sithina bakithi sasamukele liyasibona lapha singabantu benu sizogcizelela ukuthi anubana singena emkhosini onzima kangaka wama-campaigns for ama-elections next year sithi thina asifuni ubudlwangudlwangu sithi bakithi singajikithelani sithi thina ukwehlukana kwembono asicala ukuvota kuyabuya kudlule kodwa-ke mina nawe singomakhelwana asiqhubeke sicelelana isawuqo asiqhubeke sithengelana ikhalabhashi ngoba impilo yethu ikhonapha eMakokoba singajikitelani sithi thina hhayi bantu uxolo ngomsindo kasihambeni nokuthula ngiyabonga.
Tanga tichiona zvakawanda zvakaswera zvichiitika nezuro kuMakokoba ku Gweru uko mapato akasiyana siyana ezvematongerwo enyika, tanzwa veZANU-PF, tanzwa veCCC, tanzwawo veZAPU, kwanga kwakasanganwa vemapato akasiyana siyana nechinangwa chekuti vaudzane vataurirane chokwadi chekuti sarudzo hadzifaniri kupunza vanhu ukama vachikurudzirana kuti kuzoendwa musarudzo vaine ukama hwekuzivana kuti tigere muno vana vemusha. Hakuna chinofanirwa kukonzera mhirizhonga nekurwisana. Vanhu vanokwanisa kupesana pamafungiro nepamaonero ezvematongerwo enyika, asi vachidyidzana, vachipanana munyu, vachitambidzana nekwe. Ndo magariro avari kuparidza kuti ndizvo zviri kuitwa muri yeZimbabwe. Tiri kutaura nezvenyaya yegadziriro dzesarudzo dziri kuuya. Takatarisana nekuti vanhu vasiyane nekuzotsvaga kukurovana, mirizhonga, mvonga mupopoto nezvakawanda wanda zvichiteverawo nyaya dzatanga tichinzwa dzekuchitungwiza masvondo apera ayo. VCCC nevezanupf vakazopedzisira vopinda mumirizhonga yakanyanya kukapiswa dzimba, vamwe izvezvi vari kujere, vanhu vakarovana, zvakawanda zvakaitika. Saka tiri kutaura nezvazvo nhasi tichitsvaga kuti saka munyika yeZimbabwe moitwa sei kuti vanhu vagofamba nenzira yakanaka yekuenda kusarudzo. Mutungamiri.
Yebo, zininga kunjalo emakhaya siyalivingelela njalo siyalamukela kuhlelo lamhlanje. Sikhuluma ngodaba lohlakela kundaba zombusazwe. Sibone kumaviki amabili edluleyo kusiba lokugijimisana echitungwiza kwatshiswa izindlu, abanye balimala. Sikhuluma nje abanye babotshiwe abafana labo-Job Sikhala lo Godfrey Sithole beseteswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela. Kodwa of course bayalilantula lelo cala bathi bahlukuluzwa babotshwe ngoba bengamalunga ebandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC. UDlakela olunjalo njengoba silungiselela ukhetho nje into esolwa kakhulu ngabantu abaningi, esibone ihlanganisa abamabandla aphikisayo ayiwo ajayele ukugijimisana afana le-CCC, ZANU-PF, izaphu lamanye bahlangeneke izolo phansi kwe-initiative abayibiza ngokuthi iMakhokhova Local Peace Committee, eyafonywa ngo-2018 ngenjongo yokukhuthaza ukubambana nje kwabantu beMakhokhova. Libazwile bekhuluma eliya abamabandla aphikisayo besithi bona uDlakela kabalufuni kuyiwa kukhetho. Yebo, abantu mabehlukane ngemibono, mabehlukane ngamabandla, kodwa uDlakela bathi cha kabalufuni phakathi kwabo. Njalo bathi njengeMakhokhova kabafuni kubona udlame olube khona isitungwiza lusenzakala esigabeni sabo. Yilo udaba esingalo zihlobo esandekayo lamhlanje. Imizamo enziwa izinhlanganiso ezijeneyo abamabandla ajeneyo ngisho laba masonto bebekhona bezama ke ukudiffuse ama tensions ahead of uketo luka 2023. We have our first guest, that's Tim Moringai of the opposition CCC. ZANU-PF representative will also be joining us shortly. Tim, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Mr. Nkomo, and thank you, Simba.
Thank you so very much. We saw you guys holding hands with ZANU-PF in Makhokhova yesterday and other various political parties, preaching the gospel of peace. How significant is this? How important is this?
It's very, very important because, you know, they say that a flicker can cause a flame and burn a forest. So we are hoping that all these overtures that we are showing, we are not only talking about it in just speaking, we are showing that we are really committed to peace. Like we have said before on this program and many other programs from all the representatives of CCC, we are a peaceful party. We want peace in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And we have spoken to your colleagues, especially in Harare. There are other similar initiatives where we have seen a civic society bringing you guys together through sports. But we have heard some from your party saying that there seems to be a less or no sincerity from the other side, especially the ruling party. Is that your sense?
We can all see for ourselves in the reports that we receive on a daily basis. President Nelson Chamisa, the champion in chief, has already said that peace is the way forward. We are the youth, we have the majority of people who kind of lean with us, and we have preached peace. So as we see right now, we have recognized that our champion Job Sikala and Mr. Godfrey Sithole have been arrested, and three other activists from Nyatsime who lost their businesses have been imprisoned. So ZANU-PF can say that they want peace, but they are the ones that have the instruments of power, which means the police, the military, and the presidency at the moment. So why are they not showing that initiative of not arresting people who have diverse thinking?
Tim, those are very interesting sentiments you are sharing there. We've also witnessed the President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking at the Heroes Acre at the burial of the fallen heroes as they were doing their processions as government. And he particularly mentioned issues to say everybody keeps pointing fingers at ZANU-PF and government, yet this, I quote, he said, "It is the opposition political parties that are perpetrating violence in the country." And then when the police brought in their reports about the Chitungwiza situations, and they claiming that CCC literally rallied people and invited all their supporters to come in and attack ZANU-PF people in Chitungwiza, how do we as a people differentiate what everybody is saying from the truth as CCC and as ZANU-PF standing there?
Thank you for that important question. The question that we should all ask ourselves is, who has the instruments of power in terms of police, soldiers, and the intelligence? What you have seen, you talked about the violence of busing people and going to beat people that president was pointing fingers to. So that means that if there's formation of violence by or committed by ZANU-PF apparatus, we are not seeing anybody being arrested. We have started, this started a long time ago, but we don't want to go into history. We can come back to March 26 by-elections. We saw that in Kwekwe, where Mboneni Ncube was stabbed when we were having our peaceful celebrations and, coming to party for the elections. We saw that in Chawana, where one of our activists was killed, and then the ZANU-PF people came through. And then we've seen our representatives arrested under suspicion that is fomented by the other side. So I would say to the president, like you're saying on his speech, he's not being genuine. If he's talking about, he's the leader of the country. So it means that when these violent actions are going on, either the police are not up to the task to stop what is going on, or he's just talking with both sides of his mouth.
Kodwa kuyini okunye angakwenza mnumzana Muringai umongameli, ngoba nxa kukhangela ngenye indlela kufana nje lo mkhokheli wenu uBaba Chamisa sesike samuzwa ekhuthaza amalunga enu ukuthi hayi asiphathe ngokuthula engaze angena kwindaba zodlakela. Kodwa still even uChamisa ekhuza, you can find ukuthi akhona amalunga enu who will still engage in indaba ze violence, indaba zodlakela. ngakho akufani yini la lokho kwenziwa ngumnankagwa ukuthi yebo uyakhuza kodwa still uyathola abanye kubadlala kelezanu PF besenza udlakela.
Hayi, into etshiyanayo khonapha yikuthi umongameli welizwe umnankagwa nguye olama singo government. He's the one who's the principal number one government guy. So ma kulo msindo yena njengomongameli welizwe needs to either find out from his police apparatus the intelligence ukuthi hayi machita into le imelanga iqhubeke phambili nge-violence. Thina sikhuluma ngokuthi kube lokuthula. So masikhangela khonapha sithi okay, singakhangela abantu be-CCC lokhu bebotshwa bejikelwe emajeli, omunye waqunywa wajikelwa emthonjeni. So there needs to be a response to those things that are affecting the society. Singakahambi vele to the violence that is happening in the economy, in the daily lives of people living in Little Zimbabwe.
So when you look at the future, given that next year elections are coming, how prepared are you as a party to go in as peaceful as it gets?
Thank you, Simba. The CCC is a peaceful platform party. It's a citizens' initiative owned by you, me, and everybody else. So we police ourselves. We police ourselves from the initiative. We know what had happened when we were belonging to the old party, where we were being blamed for a lot of things. We came back 24th of January. We came up with a new peace initiative. There's never been a day where you've heard that we are trying to address the situation in Zimbabwe in any other means but in a peaceful and political way through the ballot, and which we have successfully mounted successful campaigns in everywhere we've been.
Kubeka use tsungweni mnumzana Moringai. Si itate our next guest, our second guest. That's Dr. Masimba Mavaza of the ruling ZANU-PF. Vamavaza, no kuga mchirai mchirongo.
Thank you, Baba. And how are you?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us. Tiri kukurukura Vamavaza nenyaya ye mirijonga nerunyararo. Takaona nezuro batorenyu re ZANU-PF richibatana ne mamwe mapato kubulawayo kumakokova uku anosanganisira CCC zapu nemamwe vachiti aiwa nyaze mhirizhonga hatidi zvachose toda sarudzo dzine runyararo muna 2023. Saka ingati iraramei sevanhu vamwe chete tisambopondana sezvakaitika semhirizhonga takaona kuchitungwisa 2 weeks ago. Zvakakosha sei kwamuri seZANU-PF izvi kwanikwa mapato achisangana achikurudzira runyararo?
Chinhu chinokosha zvikuru Baba Nkomo, nekuti runyararo ndorunodefina nyika. Kuti nyika inzi nyika inofanira kunge ine runyararo. Kuti nyika ichiri kuzvitonga kuzere, munofanira kunge muchizvitonga muri murunyararo. Mhirizhonga nekuita wabata wabata, wabata mupfupi, wabata mukobvu, nenyaya yezvibhakera zvematongo enyika hazvina kunaka. Saka sebato reZANU-PF tinokurudzira vamwe vese vemapato madiki kuti kutonga hakungoitwa nezvibhakera. Mazuva ano taapa democratic level yekuti unotonga nekuvhoterwa nevazhinji. Munhu mutongi anoumbwa nevanhu vake. Saka vanhu vanokusarudza kuita mutongi. Hatimanikidze vanhu nezvibhakera nekuvarova nemhirizhonga nekuvatyisidzira kana kumhanyawo nedzimwe nyika nekunonyeva kuti tarohwa hatisina kurohwa. Saka kuti tive nepeaceful election, tikatarisa zvakaita nyika yeKenya, vakabatana vakaita musangano mukuru kutosvika pachinambwe chekuti panguva yemaelections ari kuuya president weKenya vaKenyatta vakatotaura vakatiwo, ini ndinofunga kuti mukuru weopposition is the better president after me. Haana kupa deputy wake, ana kupa nyengo embato embato magi kwa kuti pawane understanding between opposition ruling parties tikangoziya kuti chinotichengetedza tese pamwe chete ibumbiro rekuziya kuti tiri vana pamwe chete vana veZimbabwe ndokusaka nyika dzavo chinzi it's our motherland. Why is it called a motherland? Because kuna baba you can never know whether it's your father or not. Asi mai vako hapana doubt. So in other words, that means there's no doubt we are all Zimbabweans, which is our motherland. So we belong to the same mother, which is who is Zimbabwe. And therefore, we must cling together and tika in our thinking. Ilindi kafuga kuti ZANU-PF yakanaka nekuti yakanaka. Iwo kafuga kuti CCC yakanaka kunyange yakaipa. Hapana chakaipa ndo mafungiro ako ekufunga kuti CCC yakanaka. Kana ukafunga kuti MDC yamunzora yakanaka ndo mafungiro ako nekuti ndo mafungiro ani ndo maonero ako. Saka munhu haafani kumanikidzwa kuona maonero angu. Kana kuita sekunda kwangu kana kuita semadiro ajodzina. Munhu ngaite zvakanaka. Uye zvine chirungu anoti iyo your freedom starts exactly where my freedom ends. Saka my freedom edaka overlapa pane conflict. Saka my freedom angu kana kusununguka kwangu mandeka masunungukira angu anogumira panotangira masunungukira ako. Kana matambanudzira emaoko angu anogumira panogumira ako kana matambanudza. Otherwise tikapfudza ipapo taakurwa. So inokosha kuti nyika inovakwa nevene vayo igobatanidzwa nevene vayo.
Asi hanzi ne triple C imwimwi se ZANU-PF hongo muri kuparidza runyararo masikati asi husiku manje munenge makuponda vanhu.
Chete handizivi kuti vanenge vari kuudza vanhu vasingaoni here. Isitoziva kuti pakati peusiku pakati peusiku ndo panoonekwa mazizi akaita seveTriple C vachipisa dzimba dzevanhu kunyatsime uku vachirova vanhu vanofunga kuti ndeve ZANU-PF nokupwanya motokari dzanga dzisinei nawo. Saka mhirizhonga tinoiziva kuti iriko vanhu vanozivikanwa vane chikwata chinorova vanhu chinonzi the Vanguard EMDC yakayaakunzi Triple C. But isada kuedza kuti taakuenda kusarudzo hatifanire kuenda takabatana pahuro. Ngatiende takabatana maoko sevana vemunhu mumwe chete. Nyika yedu haina kwairi kuenda, isu tinofa nyika ichisara iriko. Ngatibatanei tigonakidzwa neupenyu hwedu tichiri vapenyu, tigosira vana vedu nyika ine runyararo tisina kubatidzana makano netsvimbo pamisoro yemumwe nemumwe. Saka hatisi chokwadi kuti ZANU-PF ndonzvangamuromo wedambudziko aiwa uko kunyeba. ZANU-PF inozivikanwa kuti ndiro bato rine kunyarara kukuru. Hakuna bato rakaisvonaka seZANU-PF pasi pano pese. Saka tinoziva kuti kana uchida runyararo gara uri muZANU-PF ndo mune runyararo. Ukabuda unenge wakuenda kune tofana tinopfenga zveyero tokapata tsvimbo ndo vati kuti huyai tigare pasi rambai muchisapota chamisa uyo hazvina kuipa asi ngatitemu runyararo nekuti nyika yeZimbabwe inyika yerunyararo yakakomborerwa.
Vamavaza nezuro kuBulawayo uko takaona pane masangano ema human rights Zim Rights Organization yakataura kuti ripoti ravo re 2021 riri kutaridza kuti muZimbabwe hamuna runyararo. MuZimbabwe mune muri kutaridza kuti sarudzo dziri kuuya idzi dzichange dzizere neropa, kuchava nekudorwa kweropa kwakawanda, vachitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu nezviri kuitika, vachibata idzodzi nyaya dzekuchitumbidza idzodzi, vachibata dzinhamheno dzekukwekwe uko, vakadzokera kumashure vanotanga kutaura zvemamwe mazita vanaitaidza mara nevamwe vari kumashure uko mazita ava vanenge vachitaura. Zvinosiya zvakakuzorai madhaka seZANU-PF kudai. 2023 musarudzo muri kuendwa umu. Zvii zvamuri kuita iko zvino kuzvichenura nekuratidza nyika kuti hakuna mhirizhonga ichasvibisa zita renyu musarudzo dziri kuuya?
Zvakanaka vazininga, ndinokuchingamidzai. But chekutanga baba munofanira kuziva kuti chakachena hachicheneswi, chagara chakachena. Zvingangodaro hazvo mukaka haurungwe nekuti wagara urungu wakangozvinakira Zanu PF yakachena kare hatina shungu yekuda kuzvichenesa nekuti takatochena tozviziva ndine kutanga kepiri vanozviita vanoona zvikodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe tinofanira kunzwisisa kuti vanhu vanofanira kunyora ripoti yavo kuti vagopiwa mari nevanovapa mari saka vanofanira kunyora zvavanenge vatumwa havanyori zvavanenge vaona pane mutsauko wekunyora zvaunoziva nekunyora zvavatumwa saka imwe nyaya rimwe zuva asi tatongoziva kuti nyika yeZimbabwe inonyangadzwa nevanhu vanofurirwa nevekunze vanotende nyaya yekuti munoudzwa kunzi kuZimbabwe hakuna runyararo inongouya chete taapedyo nemaelections kana taapedyo nemisangano mikuru inenge ichiitika kunze kwenyika saizvozvi kune musangano uri kuitwa kuRwanda Kigali Commonwealth Head of States iri kuitwa kuKigali kuRwanda yatinoti CHOGAM musangano weCHOGAM uyu Zimbabwe iri kuedza kuti igotambirwa zvakare munhengo yeCommonwealth saka nekuda kwekunyangadza Zimbabwe kuti isatambirwe variko vazhinji vakaita chikurikuri kusagurira pane kuti vanyangadze zita reZANU PF kuti igonzi aitadza kutonga igonzi haingadaidzwe kumisangano yenyika dzese asi izvi zvinongoitwa chete kana pane misangano yakaita seiyi ndinoda kuti munyore pasi nhasi muchaona patapinda muna September taakugadzira kuuya ikoko kuamerica kuUnited Nations muchaona vatanga futi mhirizhonga vatanga kuti pane vakidhinepwa pane vasungwa pane vazourayiwa vaiti mataura mazita akabva kure ari kutaurwa vanati itaidzamara nemamwe atisiri kuziva iko zvino izvi muZimbabwe mukoma Evans munotori nedare riri kuenderera mberi renhubu nhatu dzeCCC yakatanga iri MDCT yakazoibva kupinda muCCC yava yelo kuratidza kuti yaibva yapedyo nekuora nhengo nhatu idzi dziri kutongerwa nyaya yekunyemera kuti dzakambotapiwa kana dzakatapwa nevanhu vehurumende ivo vasina kutapwa kana vari kutongerwa nyaya vari kupomerwa nyaya yekuzvitapa voga uyezve munoona kuti mukati metsananguro yematare kwakatobuda evidence yekuti kune mapikicha avo vachitatapwa ivo vanga vari kuchicken in vamwe vari kunandos vachitodya havo nyika rutivi uko vachipaza rutivi rwemwe nyika saka zvinoitika zvakadaro kuti vazhinji vane agenda yavo vari kuzviona vanhu ava kuti tikapinda musarudzo hatikwanise kukunda ZANU PF tichakundwa saka tingaita sei kusvibisa kuhwina kweZANU PF saka vakusvibisa victory yeZANU PF nekugara vagadzira kuti nzira yake yekuenda kunohwina haina kutsaramuka zvakanaka inzira ine nyongano inzira ine bopoto uko kunongova kuchemera umhandara hwamai nekuti hauonekwe nemwana saka chatingatenda ndechekuti aiwa ZANU PF haina dambudziko renyararo because ndiyo yakaunza runyararo muZimbabwe and ZANU PF haina dambudziko resarudzo ine kunyarara nekuti ndiyo yakarwira sarudzo muZimbabwe saka ZANU PF cannot soil its own legacy because it's the party which brought in one man, one vote, it brought in human rights, it brought in freedom of speech, freedom of everything. We fought for it. So there is no way we can fight against it. Saka vanonga vachikunyeberai kuti ZANU PF iri kurwisarisa kodzero dzevanhu aiwa vanorwara kurwara kwemwana ari mumba tinongo vachengeta mumba medu asi tokanyeredze kuti ZANU PF ndo yakaudza runyararo democracy and whatever they are talking about it is there because of ZANU PF.
Hai leyamuzwa uvavo mabaza weZANU PF uti ibandla labo libandla lokuthula njalo uthi ibandla elenza udlakela libandla labo Moringai. Moringai ngesindebele uyamuzwa uyakhuluma lapho ubaba Mabaza uthi yini njenge-CCC ibandla elingcolileyo ibandla lodlakela liqambamanga ngama-abductions landlani.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo, ngiyabonga ubaba Mabaza ngokukhuluma kwakhe lokho. But siyakwazi thina ukuthi the proof is in the pudding, baba. We don't have to go very far. Ngoba I want to address the situation where he said ukuthi ZANU PF ibatho rakachena. We know that is not true. And then the other one was esithi yena iZANU PF ibatho risina ma problems, risina umboita zve violence. But he is contradicting his own vice president, Uchiwenga, Kuluma Labantu, Slilwe Nisiga, Senduna, Umapiwa, OICT, and VP Chiwenga acknowledged Ukuthi ZANU-PF has had a checkered past. So Mavaza, and I think maybe his vice president are on two different things. That's what we have been saying. They say one thing, they do another thing. They say, okay, ACCC is the one that is eqalisayo uDlakela. But thina sesikhangele sabona all these years. Before ACCC was there, there was violence in Zimbabwe politically. Before MDC was there, there was violence. We have the books. We have the facts. Silakho konke. So Uba Mabaza is not telling the truth. Is ZANU-PF, if you listen to what he said, if you want peace, kumele ungene ku party ye ZANU-PF. Isilungu sithi, that's a passive aggressive sentiment. Ezazikhulunywa ngabantu abakwaziyo ukuthi abala masupporter. Singakhumbula futhi ubaba uNkomo wakhuluma wathi, unorobere munhu kana usina support. So khonapho yikho sikukhulumayo ukuthi ha-a. Do what you mean and implement the things that you are preaching. From the beginning, 1980, these are the guys that have propagated into the violence. So, Umabaza, maye buya lapha esikhuluma esithi hayi thina singebe peace siyenza lokhu la lokhu. We can just open up the fact book simtshengise sithi okay. Kulezinto eziningi kulabantu abacatshayo abaningi where we cannot even point ukuthi bangaphi laka test 42 years later. So ma iZANU-PF befuna ukuthi kube lokuthula in Zimbabwe, first they have to acknowledge ukuthi there's a problem in Zimbabwe because ngihibo abakhona in the number one office eyamongameli welizwe and all the apparatus of the state is owned and run by Ionizana.
So inkulumo kaMabaze ukuthi abafuna ukuthula kababuye kuZANU-PF ngezinye indlela ngendlela nkuzwa kuhle uthi uMabaze utsho njalo ngoba inxa ungekho kuZANU-PF akukho safe.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a passive aggressive statement in English.
Uh-huh.
Join ZANU-PF if you want peace. I can would you know. Express your choice at the voters' booth if you want peace in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Ubaba Mabaza would like to address that. I'm sure he's burning to clarify or to elaborate what he really meant. Nekuti kana vanodaro nyararo ngava uye kuZANU-PF.
Ichokwadi. Well, I want to believe the roadmap to elections is the biggest factor of why we are all gathered here to discuss this. There is a different angle I would like to throw at you, Baba Amringai. I'll also throw it at Dr. Mabaza when he comes back. The GNU era, everybody I've spoken to about it seems to believe was probably the best times they have seen of governance in Zimbabwe to date. What is your take on that? Do you think there is a possibility of another GNU? Would you want, as a party, to advocate for a GNU?
First of all, I don't think I'm qualified to answer for my party for that. But what I would say, which we have heard from the champion in chief, the only way where we have a peaceful Zimbabwe is reforming ZEC, where we have peaceful elections, voters' roll inspection, and all the other ancillaries that have been asked for before. We want one man, one vote. We want the issuance of IDs, and we want the expression at the voters' booth or in public of what you need. We want the release of all our activists. I mean, we have people, not even the ones that have been arrested now, there's still people that are serving prison time because they have expressed a different opinion. We've seen police officers, when they say something bad against the president, they are arrested. Why should you be arrested for the freedom of speech in a country which is as peaceful as Zimbabwe? We are peaceful Zimbabweans. We have been through wars. We had the 15-year war from 1965 to 1980. Then we had the Gukra-Hundi era. Then we had the 1990s. Then we had the Hondo Yeminda. So it's a consistent thing of Hondo, Hondo, Hondo from one side of the aisle. But we are saying, hey, let's come together. The only GNU I think that is needed is to reform elections, reform ZEC, reform the way that we address each other. And like Mr. Mabaza said, we are one people. When you are born, you are not born as an OPF surrogate or a triple C. It's a matter of choice. So let that choice be expressed.
All right. Thank you so much for your coming in. Dr. Mabaza, you heard what Baba Amuringai is saying. I would like to bring you back on the spotlight and touch a little bit as well on possibilities of bringing yourselves as ZANU-PF and CCC together in a union of some sort going forward, in light of trying to suppress all these sentiments of violence, abductions, and everything that's tarnishing the run to the elections.
Let me start by saying, and I'll say it in short again. If you are traveling to United States in a plane, we always tell you, if you want comfort, come to come to business class. We do not mean that there's no comfort of your size in the economy. We are saying once you join business class, you are in comfort. Yes, we are in the same plane, by different levels. We are saying if you want the level of peace and comfort, come to ZANU-PF. We are the business class. We are meant for business. If you want war and fighting within your parties, go to CCC. How many times have they broken into different parts? MDC, Chamisa, MDC, BT, MDC, Jobskala, MDC, Monzora, MDC, Nube, then come again, MDC, Trangirai, then come again, MDC, Tokozani Kupe, then they fought again, beat each other on camera, then CCC, now they are fighting. BT says, no, we cannot have a party without this. Somebody says, no, we cannot have a party without that. We've got two members of parliament now in custody because of inciting people to violence. We are saying, leave that violent, volatile party and come to ZANU-PF. That does not mean if you don't come to ZANU-PF, you won't see peace. It's true. There will be no peace for you in the Triple C because they are always fighting their own, fighting themselves. If you don't agree with me, ask BT. He was beaten up in front of Harvest House by Changrai's hooligans called the Vanguard. And we all know that Tom Scala was beaten out of that party and he formed his own party called MDC 99. He only came back now when Chinese guys just come back. But he formed his own party after he was beaten out of his party. Mangoman after now said he would never come to those people because they beat him up thoroughly. And they were beating each other. Sekai Holland almost died, you know. And we don't know where abducted Tondera Indira was killed by MDCT and other people. So, yes, I am saying, as far as CCC is concerned, you will never find peace. They fight their own people. If you want peace, come to ZANU-PF. Now, let me come to the issue of the government of national unity. That, in the words of the former president, His Excellency, the late Comrade Robert Mugabe, he said the government of national unity was the most difficult time of life. Not only humiliating, but very difficult, because we were pulling different ways, but in the same direction. We were in the same road, but going different directions. The MDC wanted to please their masters who put them in the office. ZANU-PF wants to please the people. And there was a tug of war. and people would feel like things were moving, but they were not. And once ZANU-PF got into power, into absolute power, with everybody voting for ZANU-PF and very few for the MDC, we started going to change. It's only now that they are going to they have intensified their sanctions. They have intensified the help the punishment on Zimbabwe, so that the economy goes down and starve the people to rebellion, to make people come to the elections with a fresh mind of poverty, which is being imposed on them by the West, and that they haven't been asked by the CCC. So what is happening now, the difficulties in Zimbabwe now, have nothing to do with ZANU-PF rule. It's everything to do with CCC's need, the sunshine for power in the CCC. They want power so much that they don't care what happens along the way. So what is happening at the moment, the suffering, the erosion of the Zimbabwean dollar, and every economic problem we are having, it is all because the opposition wants to prove to the people that ZANU-PF can't rule. But the question is, people are not blind. They know what we've been doing all along. They know the developments ED has brought in Zimbabwe. They know peace and tranquility we have enjoyed in our country. They know that since 1980, 1883, 1885, 1886, there's never been war as defined in law in Zimbabwe. There's never been such an ever. So when we talk about join ZANU-PF for peace, we are saying we want to spread the peace we enjoy in our party to everybody in the country. And you cannot benefit unless you are with us. And if it's either for us or against us. But above all, whether you remain in CCC or not, we are still a Zimbabwean. We'll treat you like a Zimbabwean. We still love you. We are brothers. If I meet my neighbor here in England, is the chairperson of CCC in the Midlands, and we meet and we talk on Sunday, I mean, my regalia is in Israel. We walk and drink together. So this is the Zimbabwe we are looking at. As we continue and our march towards the elections, my prayer is we should forget all these squabbles. We should forget all these the points scored in tactics. We must look at ourselves as a humanity. What are we leaving for our children? We must leave them the legacy of peace. We must leave them the legacy of togetherness, to understand that wherever I go, wherever I met, there is a Zimbabwean. Whoever I meet on the road is Zimbabwean. We can say, hi, my brother, how are you? And we share. We are not there to fight. The fights were done by our brothers, our fathers who went to the war, and they brought peace. We cannot fight the peace we fought for again. We can't fight twice for the same peace. We have now to our own fight must be the fight of the mind and the fight in the ballot box. We got separated by ZANU-PF. Then there's peace in the country. Yes, I agree with my brother here who actually wants to be poetic with words, but the reality and the truth of the matter, which he knows, is there's no peace in CCC, but there's more peace in ZANU-PF. And I'm saying Zimbabwe is better in the hands of ZANU-PF than in the hands of CCC. So, yes, I stand by my word. I stand by ZANU-PF. We brought the peace in the country. We continue with that peace. And, yes, we will not have peace in the country if the country is in the hands of people who are fighting amongst themselves, the CCC. And, again, I will tell you, CCC has proved itself to be a party of puppets. And yes, I can tell you, puppets will never rule. Either way, our people will not allow them to rule. How? They will vote them out. So, ZANU-PF is going to be voted in. We are going to win. And ED 2023, ED say, and we're going to have more than 5 million votes.
Thank you, Baba Mabaza. Tim.
I want to thank my brother, Mabaza. You know, he's very, very forgetful of the history of his party. I mean, he's a very smart man. I want to give him that. And we love smart Zimbabweans who articulate like he's doing. I have a card for you when we get off this program for CCC. You can join us. The thing that is important, it is important to not only say words, but to live what you're saying. Our country has 4 million people in diaspora. I mean, that has got nothing to do with what's going on right now. But in a peaceful country with some of the most educated people in the continent and in the world, wonderful people like Dr. Mawaza himself. They say one thing and then they do one thing. We are talking about, I remember he was talking about the GNU and he said this was the most worst time in the world and all this other stuff. But the one thing that they need to understand is Dr. Mokin Changirai laid down for the betterment of our country. We need to give him that. Because if he had wanted to behave like ZANU-PF, there would have been bloodbath to the way of living in our country, and probably will still be living in a situation which is unattainable at the moment. There was stability, there was all that other stuff. We are saying we don't need that. We need one man, one vote. What ZANU-PF and ZIPRA, they forget, ZANLA and ZIPRA went to war for one man, one vote, for freedom of speech, for economic growth, for the choice of freedom to say whatever you are, to remove Loma that Smith had put back in them day, if I may remind my brother if he forgot. ZANU-PF until today, if you say anything against the president or the ZANU-PF government anywhere, you are arrested. We have activists that have been arrested for years. What we are saying is we want the Nigeria's place where you can say, if I oppose what he's saying, I don't have to beat him or do whatever. The other thing that ZANU-PF has to do, admit that there is a problem. When you admit there is a problem, then we start from there, and then we walk to the place where we need to be for the 2023 elections.
Then ngesi ndebele team sikhangele irole yamapolisa kundaba ze peace ngoba they are very important instrument. Sesike sezwa ibandla lenu liso la amapolisa esikhathi nesinengi lisithi asekela iZANU PF. Sisiya kukhetho luka 2023 amela siphathe njani amapolisa esingathi esingabona lana eselivumelana lawo lisithi hayi amapolisa esilawo asebenza ezimele njalo kathathi hlangothi kumele asiphathe njani, kumele asebenze njani?
Ngiyabonga Nkomo. Into ekhona eqakathekileyo that abantu bonke need to know, sile constitution ye Zimbabwe ekhulumayo ukuthi the right to vote is a right, the right to express yourself is a right. Amapolisa paid by the taxpayers. Mina lawe labantu bonke omabaza. He just patala amapolisa. So they work for us. They don't work for ikwato elilodwa elezano PF. Ama kunjalo nje le intelligence lama socha and whatever. Umuntu wonke ufuna inhlala kahle eZimbabwe. So amapolisa siyacela ukuthi hayi be a professional a police officer. Moreover, I think the motto of police is pro force, pro people. It's for the people and for the nation, not ZANU-PF. Ma kudingwa ama cellar or whatever by hamba and they do their job. Ma sokusiba le political violence singabona ukuthi lapha sokutshintshane or sebeshayina abantu kule bandla leZANU, kule bandla leCCC. Adjudicate that process with fairness. Ikwesi ukucelayo kuphela.
Indlela aphatha ngayo daba lwesitunguza ungatheni ngayo ngoba sabona kubotshwa uSikhala lo Sithole abangamalunga ebandla lenu ele-CCC. Kodwa asikezwa kuthiwa kulo muntu weZANU-PF obotshiweyo over ukutshiswa kwezindlu okwabakhona. Ngoba nxabe sitsho kwatshiswa izindlu from both sides ezeZANU-PF leze-CCC.
Ye anti uyakubona Nkomo yikho esikutshoyo khona ukuthi hayi ma kule deliberation e-constitution yeZimbabwe lingabophi one side. Ma lisithi balecala alright, do your investigations and do what you need to do. But sabona uchairman weZANU-PF ebuya esililweni ekhuluma esithi abantu be-CCC they are not supposed to come here. What is that? Ma ubabazi esekhohliwe. Just 2 weeks ago in Shitunguiza, the ZANU-PF chairperson threatened ukuthi abantu be-CCC bengafika vele kuzabaledlakela. So we need to remind ZANU-PF ukuthi Tina, we are built on peace. Our layers from ground to the top, champion in chief, President Chamisa. It's peace, peace, peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace, peace, peace. Kucho umnumzana team Moringai lapo webandla le Triple C. Vama vaza aywa regaindi siye Evans. Asinda ngandi ne mfunzo ipapu bata over to you Simba.
Ramalaza ndokupai mukanwe kuti mupindure pane zvanga zvichitaura navamuringai tozodzoka tichitsvaga kuti imiwo sebato pamapurisa apa havasi muhombodo here yemusangano sezvanga zvichitaurwa.
Thank you so much, Ivan. Musada pindura, just want you can just nod your head. Are you called Simba as well?
I am Simba, but you are my Simba, so yes.
I'll go ahead. Right. My issue, let me answer. I forget the name of my brother from Triple C. What's his name again?
Muringai.
Mr. Muringai. Right.
Muringai.
Mr. Tim Muringai. Mr. Muringai. Yes, I agree with you. There are over 3 million people, 3 million Zimbabweans outside the borders of Zimbabwe. But let me tell you, the world has become a global village. There are more than 10 million Nigerians outside Nigeria. There are more than 5 million British outside Britain. There are more than about 7 million Americans outside America. That does not reflect on peace and tranquility of a country. It simply shows the freedom of travel. The world has opened its borders to its people. So the world is now one citizenry, and therefore the more people go out, the better. India is actually being supported economically largely by its diaspora. And Zimbabwe got a lot of funding from diaspora last year. So in other words, diaspora has become another economic sector, which we can talk about on a different day. So it is not a political mirror, diaspora. But diaspora is something else. It's another day. We'll talk about it. But however, I can see the confusion, or rather the total ignorance in my brother, Vamringai. Vamringai, people are not arrested for saying anything against the president. We have got Triple C parliamentarians who go in parliament and oppose ZANU-PF, oppose the president, say everything against him, his family, his children, his ministers. They are not arrested. This is what we call democracy. People, Chamisa addresses people, telling them that this Mnangagwa is going to leave. He says that several times, Chamisa. He's not arrested. Because that is the purpose of democracy. People are only arrested if they insult the president. Freedom does not mean freedom to insult. You must be free from being insulted. And therefore, you must be protected. If I am insulted, you can be arrested if I file charges. If I am attacked and it's unfairly so, you will be arrested for attacking me. Or I can sue you and make a lot of money. So this is the hands of the law. They move slowly around every bush of the world. And again, it's not true to say people are being persecuted in Zimbabwe. We don't have any political prisoner in a Zimbabwe prison. And again, the ZCTU students organizations, they all talk whatever they want to say against the government, against Comrade Idi Mnangagwa. And let me tell you one thing you must appreciate. Comrade Mnangagwa is the game changer. Since he came in, there is a lot of free speech on the street than what was there during our time with Comrade Mugabe. So people must really give credit where it is due. But however, Comrade Mringai spoke roughly about the people in the Chitungwiza issue. Bichitungwiza issue, the chairperson did not cause any violence. He simply said Triple C have refused to accommodate us at this funeral. And then when he left, Triple C came bust in lorries, lorried in there by their two MPs. And having been armed with beer and some drugs, and they were drugged and drunk and went into the streets, causing havoc we had never seen even in hell, caused by the people who we believe were coming from home. And that was a shock Zimbabwe was shocked to see their own children being happy in throwing stones, being happy in actually they surrounded their house and shouting, come out, and burning the house, throwing stones. They wanted to kill the chairman inside their house. Thank God the man was not in there. But they did that, and then they moved to another house, and another house, another car. And you can hear the cracking of bones, bone by bone, as they attacked the Zimbabweans. And when they did that, that was cruel. And that was very cruel.
Ramavaza, as we wrap up, because we're out of time, as we wrap up, why is it no one from ZANU-PF has been arrested for that violence? Because pane dzimbadzeve triple C dzakaparadzwawo.
I want to ask you a question. If you can answer, then to help me to answer this question. Why is it there was nobody from America arrested for this violence?
Why would anyone from America be arrested?
Why? Because that's why ZANU-PF was not there. Why would they be arrested?
Saka Zimbabwe triple C zvakapazvana.
Triple C, I need you to get this straight. Triple C has no known members. It has no constitution. It has no rules. It has no direction. It has no. It cannot claim a membership. You cannot claim a membership when you don't know how to create the members. There is no rules anywhere to get a member. Even if there's a Triple C card, it's not legal according to the Triple C itself. There is no ruling which tells you that there will be a party called Triple C which will have a card. You become a member when you become a card.
Those are Can I come in? Mr. Mavaza, you are a very smart guy. I acknowledge that. Very intelligent. But like we said from the beginning, as a Triple C organization, stop worrying about what we are doing. Worry about the economy, which is causing violence to people. One, wari kurara nenzara. Those are tutare izvo zvokuti no. Stop worrying about what's happening in our kitchen. Imimi bikai zvokuti bika. 2018, you said that there will be 5 million houses. You said that there will be a dual way from a Bay Bridge to Chirundi. You said Zisco Steel will be back online. The violence in the pocket that you're causing, we are not even going to go to border Gezi training. We are not going to go there. We're not going to go to short sleeve, long sleeve.
Let me answer.
We are not going to go there. Let me finish. I gave you a chance to finish. What we are saying is we want peace. Let's not come here and make excuses and, you know, use high language and what. What you're speaking is very important, but we need your organization to put that into place. Is that okay?
Mringai, usanyebedzere kuzungaira. Mubvunzo ndiwe kuti chii chakaitika kunyatsime. Sei Zimbabwe vanhu vetribusi dzakapazwa. Ini ndati ipa hamuna mamemba. Nekuti hamuna chinoratidza kuti mune mamemba. Ndoo zvaunofanira kupindura. Zvekuzisko izvi ndizve mumwe musi. Kwanhasi, how can you claim a membership when you have nothing to tell you this is your member? How do you know your member when you have no regulations or rules which direct you to your membership? Kana zvemukitchen menyu, zvakunhuwa kitchen kwedu, we need to address it. How do we address it? Because my father, vanhu vedu dzimba, makunyeba kuti ndivenyu, that affects our kitchen. That's why I want us to know, how do you call that your member?
If you want to come to the Triple C, can I pay the call? That's why you will know what's going on. Kana muri panze pefenzi pajura wo muchita kudongurera muchida kuona kuti chii chiri kuitika, then you assume handizvoba. Isu tatisiya kuzano PF chikudzai zvamuri kuita. Atisina kuita zvedu munana zviri kuitika munana Jonathan Moyo nana Kasokwere. Vari kuitei kunze kwenyika? Kana ZANU PF iri yepeace.
These gentlemen will bring in a very interesting debate.
Definitely. And unfortunately, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. I would like to thank our guest, Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, as well as Mr. Tim Muringai. Tim, I hope you are also reading towards a doctorate, because your name sounds much more attractive as Dr. Tim Muringai. You need that title as well.
Thank you, my brother. Speak it into existence.
Thank you so much. And Mulia Zimbabwe, siyabonga tinotenda. Let's make another date next week. Same time. Same radio station. This is Studio 7. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And this is Evans Zeninga. Moane usiku wa